All right, everybody. It's David. It's a lovely afternoon here on April 5th, 2:01 p.m. It's time for our Three Things podcast. Gonna have Charles Douglas call in here for a second. You might have heard the earlier podcast did today with Donna Stringer. Just incredible inspiration. She's a member of Common Purpose and known by a number for her work in the community around the world on cross-cultural understanding. Really remarkable hour we spent together talking about her life. Intentionality. I encourage you to check out that podcast, Find from Intentionality. Hang on. Charles, you there? You see, this is the problem here. Charles, you there? He's not there. Oh, wait a minute. He's trying again. Here we go. Charles Douglas, you there?
You've been having some technical difficulties this morning, huh?
There he is. There he is. All of you people, you're having all these problems. I'm barely holding us together.
Yeah. So, what's been going on, man? Is it your phone? Is it your iPhone?
I think it's two things. One is these
This is getting a diagnosis with our community here. We're gonna
Yeah,
talk about what the problem is.
I think I'm a natural at this. I'll imitate the president. No, that's not good right now.
Don't do that.
The AirPods that I got seem to be interfering with a number of things when I'm using it on the laptop. Okay? So
Oh, yeah.
it interferes with my general Wi-Fi. It interferes with the microphone. So earlier today, the technical difficulties were partly that, in that the AirPods were in the room and they were sitting on the desk next to the laptop, and I wasn't using them, but they were messing around with the laptop while I was trying to do a regular podcast with Donna Stringer.
Messing around with the laptop, they were still connected to your laptop.
Yeah, but they don't. But it isn't just connection. They literally are, are messing with the Wi-Fi and with the way in which the whole Podbean connection works. All right. So I've had to discard
Anyways,
those and
you threw away some AirPods? That's interesting. Okay.
I did not throw them away. I just moved them to a safe location.
Okay. Well, I like, it's one thing to be able to use technology. It's a whole other level to be able to diagnose technical issues, and you've graduated yourself onto that level. So I applaud you for now being able to diagnose technical problems. I think you have a whole new industry you can go into here after.
Appreciate that. Sure. I'm like at the ability to pump gas. Metaphorical stage, okay? So
Okay.
I can understand, like, when I need to do, there's something going on. For right now, I think that what was going on here when you called in was that the AirPods were the phone was on default to the AirPods, and I had to somehow click it over to the regular earbuds.
Okay, so I'm glad we got that figured out. What's
Yeah.
our this is our three things afternoon edition.
It is. Yes.
So, and
Yeah.
by the
Well,
way, I'm still drinking
it's
coffee.
Sunday, and I figured you were just waking up. It's 2 o'clock that you were just getting up, okay?
Yeah, sure. How about that I've been awake since like 6 in the morning. because I have a newborn, and so I'm just I'm awake, but I'm deliriously conscious.
Sure. Okay. What are you drinking? What do you got?
It's coffee. No. You're supposed to drink anything this morning.
I know. It's true. Okay. I got my beverage. All right. You ready?
So what was your beverage? Tell me, because you're not there. You're not like with the beverage right now, right?
No, I'm out with the dog on a walk. Okay. I've had one beverage today. I've had it multiple times, and it is clean, sparkling, filtered water. Okay, and it is purified water purchased from the store where, like, you can bring in your water book jug and get it filled up really mm-hmm. with clear, clean water. I'm fine with tap water, but the family are water snobs, so we need to get like quality water. Okay. All right. So
okay.
That's what I've had today. I do have a plan for a special morning drink, but I wasn't able to pull it off today.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, because what it is what your normal special morning drink is a Jamba Juice thing. Jamba Juice smoothie. But are they even open? Are they an essential business, man?
No, they are not open. But I have shifted away from them because I've tried to move to a more proteins in my day.
Less sugar also.
I wish I could say that's true, but that's not true. It's just different. it's just different.
Okay, all right. I was trying to give you, trying to throw you a bone there.
I appreciate
all right,
that.
Man. So let's hop into our three things.
Yeah, you go. You're first.
Okay, so this is one of the things I was holding back on. Texting me last night, told me you had something that you're going to tell me. You don't want to tell me right then. You're going to save it for this.
Oh, I forgot. So, I got to tell you that too. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So one of my three things is, and you're not at your laptop. I thought you'd be at home, but that's okay. The folks listening can do this. So when you get a chance, you're going to go to cpnxt.org. Excuse me. Actually, I think .com works too. I forget how many domains that I buy here to protect our brand.
Sure.
But, CPNXT, so cpnxt.org, and you're going to see the rollout of our Fight From Home campaign. You're going to see the visuals that we use, we use those on our social media, and you're going to also see this video that we created in a matter of like a day. And it's Daniel Caseberg, one of our staff members. He shot himself talking about why this work that we're doing, this advocacy for mail-in ballots across the nation, why it's important, and why young folks should get involved. And we had someone else in our community take that video and create something really polished and really cool. And we shared that on all of our social media platforms, and we're using that to catalyze folks and get people active. So in our Fight From Home, we're asking folks to be weekend warriors and to join us in our calling and our emailing and our tweeting at elected officials to advocate for mail-in ballots. So you're going to like it, man. It's really polished. The folks listening, go to that website. If you are ever at all curious as to what the other side, what the young folks are doing in CP next, or in CP, that's what we're doing. We're doing stuff like that. So, and that's how we get young people motivated. I think it's interesting that we launched that on the CP Now side about a week, 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago.
The advocacy? And yeah.
The advocacy piece. And on our side, it looks a little different. It's the exact same actions. It's the exact same outcome that we're fighting for. It's just the wrapper around it and the messaging to young people is different. And that's how you get young people involved. Is that you got to talk to them. You got to use their language and what they're used to.
Yeah. Well, I'm really, really digging on the way in which the CP Now, which is our largely baby boomer foundational group, and the CP Next millennials are coming together, like the their pathways are converging, but that the means and the wrapping, as you're saying, are very different, but they have these kind of they have the same goals here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're all CP. We're all, you know, we're all moving towards the same direction and fighting for the same things. It's just, you know, when you talk to somebody about why they should care, the messaging is different. I think we all understand that. Fundamentally, I think it's tough to put in practice, but this is a good example of what we're putting in practice. So yeah, that's my thing number one, man. That's like my first thing. It's got me fired up this weekend, actually.
Well, I'm going to take a look as soon as I get home. That sounds awesome. Okay, my thing, because you got two today and I got one, is, so, you know, in Common Purpose, our core issue is voting. Voting justice, voting rights, voting protection, voting integrity. And when people have over time talked to us about, like, are there other issues that you're focused on, healthcare, climate change, immigration, these are all really, really important things. And so our answer has always been, well, those are very important. We believe that if we focus on voting, that what will happen is we will have a chance to elect better leaders. All right? Better leaders.
That make a bunch of really good decisions. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's an act of faith in that, because there's no guarantee that a more democratic voting approach will actually lead to a better democratic set of leaders. You don't know that. Mm-hmm. But there is a logic to it. There is a reasonableness to it. And certainly when you look at American history, when you expand the electorate to have more voters, you tend to have leaders that care about more of the population. All right?
Sure.
So here's one example this is my thing, but it really has gotten me excited, and I want to chat with you with an idea of how I want to start to talk about this with Common Purpose. But the governor in Kentucky, Andy Beshear, was elected in 2019, and Beshear, he's center left. He's not far left. He's center left, and he, you know, in Kentucky, that's really actually quite meaningful. Okay, to have a center left Democrat as governor, and in the amount of time he's been governor, and he took office, because they take office pretty quick, within a month after the election. He took office in December of 2019. He has expanded Medicaid in the state. He has signed into existence the voting rights of 140,000 formerly disenfranchised for life people because they had committed a felony crime. He restored their voting rights. He has stood and became the first governor in the state to attend a fairness parade, that is kind of the trans LGBTQ plus community parade every year. And he went to that, and he took a photo with them. And when he got criticized for doing that, he fought back and said, no, the people who should be criticized for this are the ones who don't think that this is okay. All right? And he has led this incredible response to COVID-19. Shut down the state, implemented policies early on, has done evening updates every day. And there's this great story now building of comparing that southern state with a Democratic governor to other southern states around it who have been resistant.
Right next to him. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say that Beshear has surprised me. I was there for really two reasons: the voting justice, him expanding the voting rights to formerly disenfranchised, and because I knew that he would expand Medicaid. All right, but here's a person who's rising to the moment and is you know, has a moment of crisis and is stepping forward and is living out his principles. And my God, what it means to people literally not dying and having opportunities in that state are profound.
Because he's really interesting. He's probably his policies of what he's doing right now feel further left than where his politics are. But that's only because politics generally has moved to the right, really. And it's made basic things like fairness or life-saving things feel like liberal acts.
Yeah, and yeah, that's really well said. You're right. I think his politics on these things are... his policies, the things he's put in place, are probably more left than we thought or than he is. Okay? But But they feel so... And I said this yesterday in the three things about myself. I'll say about his actions and leadership actions now. It feels so damn meaningful to have someone standing up for progressive principles on really basic human things. Your basic human things. So.
Yeah. It's like... this is what we talked about why Bernie is not the one that Biden is, because the opposite of Trump is not crazy left, it's stable left. It's predictable, it's trustworthy, it's things that you, the opposite of crazy. And that's what Bashir is giving us in Kentucky.
That's well said, Charles. I think I will, in a future podcast, come back to this issue of stability and whether Bernie was crazy or just more radical than the moment really allowed. But I think Bashir... Yeah.
I use words like that. You know, I don't think he's crazy. But I guess I'm like adopting like centrist views or talking points. I definitely don't think he's crazy. Actually, I have more in common with Bernie's policies that I do Biden's general outlook, and also, you know, that's the story. That's how the story's going to be written, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think Bashir in Kentucky, Andrew Cuomo in New York, these are not far left people. They have been pissing off progressives for some time. But in doing the basic human activities right now, they seem to really represent where America could be in the future. And I think that these Democratic governors, including Inslee here in this state, really represent, they represent a model of what reasonable leadership can look like right now. So that's mine.
Okay. That was a big one. And my initial thing was actually Andrew Cuomo, because I'm just, his daily briefings that he does.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, those, what they mean to people and the folks that are reacting to his daily briefings, they feel like they're reacting to him in a different way. It's striking a different tone for people, and they're reacting to them differently. So let me say this instead, because I was going to say Andrew Cuomo but also, I think we're kind of Cuomo-ing this three things to death because we just love these dudes. But also, there's just, you know, I read this article yesterday about, or the day before, about how all of our interests are all the same now, because only things we can really experience are things that we can all see on our screens. And so we're all seeing and reading and hearing about like very similar things now versus before. It used to be like, oh, I went to this event and there's this cool art house, or I had this experience, and none of that is happening. It's all the same media being consumed the same way by everyone in America or across the world. But I want to say this is the thing that's been really interesting to me and has given me hope. And I know it's temporary, some of it, but I hope some of it stays around. I come from the business world, and I spent a lot of time. I spent over a decade growing up there and learning from some really significant business leaders. Everyone knows Howard Schultz and Starbucks pre-politics, but there were a bunch of other leaders that were under him that came up with some of the ideas that he got credit for.
Yeah, sure, sure.
There's this unspoken rule on places like LinkedIn and then Twitter profiles where no matter what's going on in the world, you can't directly address political things. Huh. You can't say this is wrong, or you can't say this is fucked up, this is happening. You know, you can't critique the president's policies because you could harm your corporation you work for. There's a bunch of things that are like unspoken rules in the business world. You just don't talk about these things. And the thing that has been encouraging for me, and part of this is personal, because you and I moved from this space of like having to be objective and impartial to doing the work that is very, very much to call it for something very partial and very like specific to a certain worldview. It is, but they are slowly starting to talk more and more frankly about what they think about what Trump is doing, about what good leadership is, and how a lot of these people they're holding up as examples are politicians. Andrew Cuomo, the people that I've seen talk about Cuomo, and talk about him being real leadership, and talk about him adding stability, but also caring about his people, and that being a note about what Trump is not doing. The places where that's coming from are surprising to me sometimes. These are people that, for the entire time I've known them, I've never said anything political at all, ever. And I feel like a lot of people, even those most resistant, are at this breaking point where they just cannot bullshit this anymore. There's no other side to this anymore. And I think some of us, I think a lot of us, you and me included, like there was no other side for us a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. But you're starting to see folks who are, again, going back to your point about, you know, folks that are center left or centrists, they just can't even fake it anymore. They can't hide their beliefs. They can't pretend that there's this like this middle ground where we all should be. There are folks who are doing this the right way for the right reasons, and there are folks that are doing it wrong for the wrong reasons. That's super clear right now, and more people are saying that.
Yeah, it seems to me to be a competence resurgence. Okay, that can you, like in sports and football, they'll talk about basic blocking and tackling. Like you got to do that
before,
right? Fundamentals. And so the fundamentals of just leadership right now. You don't have to be off the charts charismatic like in Obama. Right? You don't have to be that. Can you just do the fundamentals with competence right now?
Yeah. 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 So that's one of the things that's heartening to me is that people just kind of like the facades melt away and they're kind of shouting at the rooftops here. This is bullshit. It's all complete and utter bullshit.
Sure.
And
sure.
The more people that say that from places of influence, the better. That's when change comes, like fundamental change.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, about a week and a half ago, there was a lot of concern among progressive / liberal / Democrats that Trump's approval ratings were doing well, okay?
But
that was an initial response to people, to him even appearing basically competent, which occurred when he pivoted to say, you know, we need to maybe take this seriously. Okay, it was just
yeah. When he spoke the truth,
right?
People were like, "Yeah, great, this is great."
Sure. So you know, I think that this idea of competence is something that we can give some thought to for common purpose. That part of the leadership that we when we are supporting candidates out there, that we do care about the voting issue foremost, but that maybe it's a signal or it's a indicator of a deeper level of just reasonableness and approach to leadership.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think people when they run for office, they've got these like hopes and dreams, and it's more than just policies and the ability to speak on a microphone. Like they've gotta really have like a decency about them where they care about people.
Yeah.
There are people on the left who feel like they've been wronged, and so say, you know, say to hell with everybody else that's wronged me, or assume that people don't care about me. And I think one thing you and I agree on is that it takes compromise to move people forward. And
sure.
And even folks that are on our side have got to put down their arms and come to the table and be willing to do that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the three things today.
Yeah. It's good. So are you going to tell me about your your IT thing? Or are you going to do that offline?
Yeah.
Is that like are we going to go down another rabbit hole? Because we talked about your AirPods here at the beginning. I'm going to end with some IT thing too.
Well, sure. The IT thing is that you've been helping me try to figure out how best to do my presentations or podcasts or even our meetings and Zoom calls from home. So and I use my Wi-Fi for that, our Wi-Fi, and like a lot of people's Wi-Fi who have kids, there's a number of people on the Wi-Fi at any time. Like everyone. Okay. So you and I were looking yesterday to try to figure out what exactly is the modem and what exactly is the router in my house. So it turns out that the thing that is what's called the Apple time capsule, that big tall thing I showed you in the picture, you all can look it up if you want to see what a time capsule from Apple looks like. It is two things. It is both a router and a 24 every 24 hours kind of backup of your hard drive of every computer that's attached to it.
Well, you might have said that.
It's fine.
Okay.
But it is both a router and that. And you might have said that. So the little white thing, though, that's next to it is got nothing to do with Wi-Fi. It's a temperature measure that our new heat pump is connected to. So it's got nothing to do with the Wi-Fi system. All right.
Okay.
So I asked my 17-year-old.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the little white thing that I showed you in the picture, and I was like, I said to Will, because Will, as far as I knew, had put it there. The 18-year-old. I'm like, what is this? I said, what is this thing? He goes, I have no idea. I'm like, what do you mean you have no idea? Okay. You put it there, and he says, no, I have nothing to do with it. Ask Mom. So I asked Lisa, and Lisa's like, oh, yeah, that's tied to the new heat pump that we got put in. And it just measures, like, temperature and oxygenation around the house and stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it's got nothing to do with the Wi-Fi router. Why is it right there, though? Why is it right there?
This entire thing is just really, it's so interesting to learn. This is where, like, the gender norms, you know, we challenge those in this, because you are the least knowledgeable about the technology set up in your home. You, like, the quote-unquote man of the house. And you were of a generation where that was still okay to say that and assume that was the role that you should have. But you know nothing about technology. Your wife didn't know all about the technology in your home. And you don't even know, you don't have as much knowledge about your technology as like your 13-year-old son, right? Like, both know about the Wi-Fi. Same level.
Totally. So apparently this thing is set up by the rest of the Wi-Fi setup, because it actually has to beam out some system, some Wi-Fi message to the main heat pump. So this little box has got to connect to the main router, and through the main router, it beams out this message to the main heat pump.
David, we're losing people. this is three things. This is not four things with a free, like, technology tutorial
Got it.
Thing.
Got it. Yep. Good call. Good call. All right.
I will talk to you in a little bit about your Wi-Fi setup.
All right, man. Take it easy.
I think we had a really inspirational three things in free technology. That's right. What's CP podcast? Come for the inspiration, stay for the technology tips.
Absolutely, and we will elevate our quality of technology. Charles will be the only from now on. Okay.
Okay, man.
All right, see ya.
All right, talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.